The Senate will now come to order. Leading us in prayer today is Father Hal Barber from St. Peter and Paul Catholic Church. The page of the day is Heather Thompson from Selby.
Senators and all others here present, friends and neighbors, let us pray. Gracious God, in you we find help in adversity, strength in weakness, comfort in sorrow, guidance in the complexities and difficulties of our daily lives. We ask you to be present to this assembly of our state leaders and to all who have gathered here today. Fill those holding legislative office with the spirit of wisdom so that their discussions, debates, and decisions may lead to the prosperity, security, and well-being of each and every citizen of our great state of South Dakota. We ask this favor and blessing in your holy name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
The secretary will call the roll.
Elbers, Apel, Bogue, Rose, Brown, Craddock, Dugard, Duhuick, Dennett, Dietrich, Larry, Dietrich, Elmer, Drake, Duxbury, Evers, Greenfield, Hagen, Ham, Huttmacher, Cleveland, Ketzel, Koskin, Madden, McCracken, McIntyre, Moore, Munson, Olson, Putnam, Reedy, Sager, Sutton, Simmons, Bitter, Valesky, Whiting. Quorum present, Madam President.
Approval of the journal.
Madam President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the second day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Arnold Brown.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The journal is approved. At this time, would Kelly Cornelia and Aaron Mattson please come forward to take their oath of office? I'll do it right now in case they leave. Yeah, I'll do it now. At this time, I would like to invite all legislators and staff to a reception at the Cultural Heritage Center this evening from 4 to 6 p.m. And everyone is invited. Consideration of reports of select committees.
Senator Evers moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for the distribution of the official directory, journals, bills, and other legislative printing, as found on page 27 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. That motion carries.
Also, Senator Evers moves that the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to fixing the compensation of elective officers and appointed officers and employees for the 77th legislative session, as found on page 29 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. That motion carries.
Also, Senator Evers moves that the report of the Senate Select Committee relative to the Senate rules, as found on page 33 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
Is there a second? Are there any comments? Hearing none, as your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers? Aye. Apa? Aye. Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry? Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake? Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hutmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel? Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Sutton? Simmons? Vitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting? Senator Dietrich Larry. Senator Dietrich Larry. Senator Drake. Senator Drake. Senator Ketzel. Senator Ketzel. Senator Sutton. Senator Sutton. Madam President, ayes. Senator Simmons. Senator Simmons. Madam President, ayes 30, excused 5.
The motion is received. The majority vote of the members elect and the Senate rules have been adopted.
Madam President, Senator Effers moves that the report of the Senate Select Committee relative to the joint rules of the 77th legislative session as found on page 30 of the Senate Journal be adopted.
Is there a second? Discussion on that motion. Hearing none, the question is the adoption of the joint rules. As your name is called, those in favor say aye, those opposed nay. The secretary will call the roll.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Apa? Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Craddock?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
DeHuick?
Aye.
Dennard?
Aye.
Dietrich Larry?
Aye.
Dietrich Elmer?
Aye.
Drake? Duxbury? Everest?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hagen?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hutmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Ketzel? Koskin?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
McCracken?
Aye.
McIntyre?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Putnam?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Bitter?
Aye.
Valesky?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Senator Dietrich? Senator Drake? Senator Ketzel? Senator Ketzel? Madam President, ayes 34, one excused.
That's good. We'll take that. That's good. The motion has received a majority vote of the members elect, and the joint rules have been adopted. And at this time, I would like to introduce a seatmate of mine from House Dues, former Representative Lauren Christensen and Mrs. Christensen. Good to have you back. First reading of House bills.
Senate Bill 51, an act to increase certain license and renewal fees assessed to the chiropractors.
The President has made the following assignment. Senate Bill 51 was referred to Commerce Committee. Messages?
Madam President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that the House has adopted a report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the fixing compensation for the elective and appointed officers and members of the 77th legislative session. Also, Madam President, I have the honor to inform you that the Joint Select Committee relative to making arrangements for the distribution of official directory, Senate and House journals and bills and other legislative printing. Also, Madam President, I have the honor to inform your honorable body that it has adopted the report of the Joint Select Committee relative to the joint rules for the 2 hours for the 77th legislative, two houses for the 77th legislative session. Karen Gertis, Chief Clerk.
Announcements. Senator Everest.
Thank you, Madam President. At this time, I'm pleased to tell you that we have our lone and only Congressman, Congressman John Thune, in the building, and he's going to be addressing all of those who would like to come over and hear him in the House of Representatives. So I would move to take a brief recess at this point in time to come back and finish our business at the end of that address. Madam President.
Senator Clavin.
Lack of a second, apparently. I will. I would like to make an announcement. Last night I was lucky enough to win a nice prize at the golf tournament, Open Golf, and Drew Vitter's fudge here. I'm going to put on the Sergeant of Arms table, and please enjoy the sample.
Good. Thank you. Congratulations. Senator Everest.
Thank you, Madam President. Well, if there isn't any other business, we could perhaps actually adjourn.
We can. Here. You're right, and the President will entertain a motion to adjourn.
Senator Everest moves it. When we adjourn today, we adjourn to convene at 1 p.m. on Friday, January 11th, the fourth day of this fourth legislative date.
Is there a second? Those in favor say aye. Opposed, nay. We are adjourned. Yes.
Senator Bowles moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
Second.